Hi, everybody, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. After an early day off, the Eagles back on the practice field on Wednesday. Bo, and an interception was kind of the exclamation point to practice
today. Yeah,
that's today.
Right. The defense was talking about how they had no picks through the first 3 days of practice. Four today on Wednesday, so they were very happy to get their hands on the ball. And Brandon Boykin told me, Nick Foles, of course, throws so few interceptions that when you finally do get a chance to get your hands on it, you got to make the play.
That's right. You better make the play. So it was a busy day at the NovaCare Complex. Good work on the practice field. Afterward, Chairman CEO Jeffrey Lurie spoke to the media, kind of an impromptu press briefing. We'll hear from him in just a moment. But first, let's get you caught up on the day's headlines with Chris McPherson.
Thanks, guys. First and foremost, we're going to hear from head coach Chip Kelly, who talks about Mark Sanchez and how the backup quarterback has developed and progressed since he's arrived here in Philadelphia. Second, we're going to hear from linebacker D'Amico Ryans. He has a little bit of help in terms of leadership on the defensive side of the football. Who is it from? We're going to find out. And then last but not least, quarterback Nick Foles. How's the offense looked since the pads have gone on? He's going to tell you himself.
I think Mark's been outstanding since he's been here. You know, obviously he was coming off shoulder surgery coming out of the Jets, and in the spring, we were kind of monitoring him to see how his shoulder was coming along, and I think he's picked things up very quickly. And then I think right now he's gotten really comfortable. You can tell he's really spent a lot of time from a mental aspect at it, and what you're starting to see is he's making a lot quicker decisions than he did in the spring.
Malcolm he's been he's added that true leadership to our back end that we needed and we missed. You know, he's a guy who stepped in, been vocal, guy who stepped in, made plays for us. You know, he's not afraid to make the calls. He steps in. He's just done a great job, fit right in with our defense. He's like the piece we've been missing.
I think the big thing is we're really moving around. We're really moving from drill to drill. We're going through the team periods. Everybody's lining up fast. From day to day, we'll add a couple different things that we really have to think through. But I think just the movement of the practice at this time is faster than it was last year, but that's because we went through a season. And even the guys who have been additions to this team, they've caught on. And I think that's the big thing. And just as being the starter this year, I think just I'm getting reps. I played with all these guys, and I feel comfortable in the game situation. Right now I'm just trying to grow as a player and a leader.
Over the weekend, Sports Illustrated's Peter King came down to the NovaCare Complex, brought that big, beautiful van of his in, the Traveler, and he had some time with Chip Kelly. And when we had him in studio, he made the comparison, Bo, Chip Kelly reminding him 25 years ago of Jimmy Johnson, who made the move from the University of Miami to the Dallas Cowboys with pretty good results.
Pretty good results despite being in Dallas.
Right. Two Super Bowls, set up Barry Switzer for Super Bowl number 3. And on Wednesday, Jeffrey Lurie asked about that comparison. This is what he had to say: a close relationship with Jimmy Johnson. Does Chip Kelly remind him of a certain former Cowboys head coach?
There are some similarities there. I don't know if you can carry it all the way, but certainly Jimmy was very cognizant of what it took to bring a team together. You know, people focused on his bravado and his intelligence and all that, but he comes from a pretty savvy psychology background, and he had a feel for what brings 53 men together and your staff together. And Chip has a lot of those qualities. He knows what it takes to have a common purpose to bring people together. And it's not about who's the best team on paper, what team has the best stats, what team, accomplishes this. It's not about who runs the fastest offense. It's just about how to bring people together in a common goal where you can compete against 31 other teams trying to do something similar. And they have a similarity that way and a self-confidence.
Always good, of course, to hear from the Eagles chairman and CEO, Jeffrey Lurie. And then on the other side here on Inside Training Camp, Chris McPherson catches up with former Executive of the Year, Bill Polian, who is very taken with Chip Kelly's practices.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Hi, my name is Rhonda. I've worked for Acme Markets for 30 years. Here at Acme, community means everything to us. Prices have never been better.
Going up and down the aisles, I do get a lot of compliments when the lower prices.
Your store looks great. I love the people. I love the shop here.
I just think people are definitely seeing a change and seeing that it's getting better with Acme. And it's not just the prices. It's the customers that are coming in here talking it up. Come on in. Check us out.
We're back.
Sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says I earn this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Welcome back to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, and I'm pleased to be joined by Super Bowl winning general manager, now a host on SiriusXM NFL Radio, Bill Polian. And Bill, you had a chance to watch the Eagles practice. What's your take when you watch Chip Kelly's team in action?
Well, as a football nut, I was enthralled to watch the tempo, how quickly they went through the drills, how structured the practice was. You had very up-tempo, highly competitive drills followed by teaching periods. The tempo for everything, not just the teamwork, but even the individual drills, was high and intense. And it was amazing to see the kind of conditioning they're in. OTAs must have been extremely successful for them to take that kind of conditioning, be off for a month and then come back and be able to perform at that level in this kind of weather. It was interesting. One of the scouts mentioned to me that there were more people on the ground today than they're used to seeing. And I said there were far less people on the ground than I was used to seeing. So it's a matter of perspective. But it's easy to see why they do what they do offensively and defensively. And it must be a tremendous advantage for the Eagles playing against teams who can't practice, just by the nature of things, can't practice at the level that they do. It's a huge advantage.
Bill, from an organizational standpoint, how tough is it to conduct a practice that's that efficient, that's fast, and for the most part, that cleanly executed?
Well, it's very difficult because players are not used to practicing at that level. So whether they come from college or they come from another NFL team or they were here as holdovers, Chip mentioned to us that it was a lot more difficult last year to get it inculcated. And this year, of course, the veterans know what's expected of them, and they're helping the rookies along. But it's very difficult because it's not something that you're used to doing. Now, I suspect as the Eagles continue to have more success, this approach will spread across the football world because one thing about football people, they're great imitators. So this will spread. But the bottom line is, it is awfully difficult to get a team to play that way. Conversely, however, as I said before, it is a huge advantage. And it's an even bigger advantage when you play against power teams like the Redskins, big power defense. They are not used to being out on the field and taking this many snaps and having so little time to rest between plays.
Did your opinion of Chip Kelly change over the last year?
No, because I thought very highly of him when he was at Oregon. I thought that he really was an innovator, and the things that he was doing at Oregon were sound, and that the program was sound, that it wasn't the flash of the uniforms or the facilities that made it. It was the way Chip approached the football team. So, and then when Tony Dungy's son went there, of course, Tony and I had worked together for 10 years. The reports that came back were the same from Tony. And so I had great respect for Chip and had very little doubt that he would do well in the National Football League. But But to see the program up close and personal is really very different from than from seeing it from the press box.
Now, Bill, we all saw Chip take the Eagles from worst to first. What does it take to take a good team and make it great to get to that next level?
Well, I think it takes two things. The first thing you have, which is resolve and program, that's in place. And probably really at the cutting edge of what's going on in sports these days. The sports science part of it is astounding and will continue to pay dividends. The other thing that you need, I think, is there on offense. I think there are difference makers. I think that Foles is going to turn into a difference maker. I think that there's some difference-making receivers. I know Darren Sproles is a difference maker. We've had to play against him far too often in my career and always come out on the short end. And the bigger the game, the better he plays. So offensively, they're fine. The question is, who's going to come out and be a difference maker on defense? Is it going to be Malcolm Jenkins? Is it going to be Fletcher Cox? Is it going to be Connor Barwin? Is it going to be Trent Cole? They now have another year in the system, in a complex system, that Billy Davis is building slowly. And if one or two difference makers emerge on defense, then you're there.
Last question. You mentioned Nick Foles. You had a chance to spend some time with him here at the NovaCare Complex. What's your overall take?
Well, when
Nick?
I saw him play last year, I think I broadcast the second Washington game, the game here, and one other. I can't recall who the opponent was. I was absolutely blown away by his calm, by his demeanor. This is a rookie playing in the National Football League, and for all intents and purposes. And he was preternaturally calm. Nothing fazed him. And, of course, he was tremendously efficient, and he protected the football. He took care of the football. And for a young quarterback, that is the hardest thing to teach. Tony Dungy often said that the best thing he did with the Colts was teach Peyton Manning that it was okay to punt. And Nick has that. He's got that. So that part of it was astounding for a rookie. But now to meet him and see him up close and personal, he's got the low heart rate demeanor that is absolutely necessary if you're going to do well in big games in this league. And that's what we're talking about here. How well do you do in the big games? And he's got that demeanor that makes everyone in the huddle feel like, oh, boy, everything's the roof's falling in here. Everything's going against us. And this guy's just strolling around like he's out for a walk in the park. That brings everybody else's heart rate down and gets the focus back where it ought to be. So I'm more impressed having met him and had the opportunity to talk with him than I was even seeing him play from afar.
Bill, tremendous insight. Thank you very much for joining us. On the other side, we'll have more on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
My Bob Opedic has been nationally ranked as one of the best memory foam mattresses. And if you think it's great for sleeping, wait till you sit on it.
My Chandler sofa has Bob Opedic seat cushions,
dual push button power recliners,
power headrests,
drop down table with two power outlets, a USB port, and an overhead light,
lighted cup holders and extra storage.
Now available in brown.
At the same great price, only $11.99.
No wonder my Bob's Discount Furniture keeps growing and growing.
The moment we dare to imagine is the moment progress begins. In a flash, the inconceivable becomes every day. Imagine someone doing the same for healthcare. At Jefferson, we've brought together some of the brightest minds in medicine, in research and innovation, resulting in advancements that will touch lives in amazing ways. You might not see how a health sciences university, an academic medical center, and spectacular collisions of imagination can change your future, but you will.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
If you play fantasy football, here's an event that you can't miss. The Eagles and Bud Light are hosting a fantasy football huddle on Wednesday, August 20th at Lincoln Financial Field. It's a unique opportunity to hear from the national fantasy expert, ESPN's Matthew Berry. He'll discuss the 2014 fantasy season with ESPN's Adam Kaplan and other football experts and local media personalities. But there's only one way to get there. Enter online today, right here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/huddle. The sweepstakes ends on Sunday, August 3rd. You must be 21 years of age or older to enter. See the website for official rules.
And the best part about that, Dave, is you might get a chance to meet Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf.
Wow, that is, if I get to meet Dave Spadaro, I mean, that's a thrill.
That's as good as it gets. All right, let's get to today's Twitter questions. And the first one comes from @PhillyFanFoev99. He or she wants to know, what's going on with all the fighting, guys?
It's you know, it's funny that so much has been made of all these fights. This is something that is, it's always been around training camp. It's part of the game. It is competitive out there. Players are leaning on each other, bumping against each other. It's physical, even though there's no tackling. So these are not fights. These are scuffles. And it just shows some of the competitive nature during training camp.
Yeah, listen, you're out there 2 hours a day in the middle of the hot sun. It's tough. Of course, yeah. You're going to get a little agitated.
There you go.
All right, @AgentAlways wants to know, having as many options as we do, how do you plan on keeping everyone involved?
Well, you start with that one, Bo. I think it's no problem at all. I think it's a very
unselfish team. It's a great problem to have.
Yeah.
I mean, you spread the ball around. That's what Nick Foles does so well, is spread the ball around. I mean, a guy like James Casey, who is a pretty versatile, dynamic tight end, only had 3 catches last year, but he's happy. He's happy to come to work. I think this offense is happy as long as they move the ball.
Yeah, and score points, win games. And a player like Jeremy Maclin doesn't come in here pretending that he's going to catch 85 passes this year or thinking that he's going to catch 85 passes. He just wants to contribute. You hear it from players all the time. Whatever the coach has asked me to do, I will do it. I think what Chip Kelly has built here is very solid and very secure.
The last question is a tough one to answer since it's so early in training camp, but @FaisonRaisin, which is a great handle, wants to know, what rookie has shown the most improvement?
Yeah, I mean, it's very easy to say which rookie's been the most impressive and probably the most improved. Jordan Matthews, every day in practice. And I know there's a lot of hype, and we're not getting ahead of ourselves. We'll see. The next step will be preseason games. But when you watch practice, he is the one, number 81, making play after play after play. He's been extremely impressive.
Well, and speaking of rookies, Dave, today's player in focus from Melissa Kelly is Jalen Watkins, who was the very first pick of the 4th round for this Eagles team. He is a versatile player right now, focusing on cornerback, but Melissa Kelly goes deep in depth on Jalen Watkins.
Thanks, guys. University of Florida alum Jalen Watkins was selected in the 4th round of the NFL draft by the Eagles. Watkins started in 28 games for the Gators, and he is also the older brother of 4th overall draft pick, wide receiver Sammy Watkins of the Buffalo Bills. While playing for the Gators, Watkins was a 4-year letterman and a very dominant part of their defense. Watkins is a very versatile athlete, having played both cornerback and safety in college. His flexibility is what makes him very appealing to the defensive staff. However, Bill Davis has a plan to start him at cornerback and see where he can go from there.
One of the reasons we picked him, he's a very versatile player. We want to start him out at corner and see where he's at corner and the skill set he has. We want to look at him at nickel, and those are two corner world positions. He's got a very high football IQ, and as he digests those two positions, I think we can grow him to where he could play safety if we needed him to, and depending on how the roster plays out, we love the versatility in his skill set.
Watkins' experience as a special team gunner could also prove very valuable to the Eagles as they are trying to add some depth to the special teams units.
I'm just trying to, you know, take whatever they get at me. If my reps increase, I'm happy with that. If it stays the same, I'll find my way on special teams or wherever I can help the team.
Jalen's a very athletic player. I mean, you know, as a young guy, of course, you're going to be learning every single day. Even myself, I'm still learning. But anything I can teach him or anything I can tell him, I always do. And he's really picking up on things really fast. So I'm excited to see him in his first game because that's when you can kind of tell, you know, how much improvement you made during the practices.
The first week he came, you know, he wasn't, I'm not going to say rusty, you know, but he looks a lot better now, a whole lot better. You can tell he's getting comfortable. He's out there moving around really good, really fluid, making plays. You know, he's going to be a really good player for us.
After playing in the top football conference, the SEC, for 4 years, don't be surprised to see Jalen Watkins getting more and more playing time as the season progresses. That's all for Player in Focus. Now back to you guys in the studio.
And, of course, we'll find out about all of the rookies when the preseason starts. The tackling live, the action, the tempo certainly picks up a bit. And can't wait to see these defensive players, Bo, finally bringing down some ball carriers.
Finally, yeah. Tackling, finally, can't wait.
Yeah, let's go. It starts on Friday, August 8th, when the Eagles play in Soldier Field against Chicago. That game broadcast locally on 6ABC and the NFL Network will pick it up. And we've got you covered from start to finish on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity returns on Thursday at 5 o'clock, and Bo is kind of a day for the offense.
Absolutely. Jeremy Maclin and LeSean McCoy both hit the podium. And before practice, we hear from offensive coordinator Pat Shurmur for the first time this training camp. Very interested to see what he thinks about Nick Foles' second year and how this offense looks heading into 2014.
Well done, Bo. Nicely done.
Absolutely.
He's Bo Wolf. I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity.